This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Hurd, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm offended. I'm offended by my friends on the other side of the political aisle saying this is political theater. This is not political theater. For me, this is serious. I spent 9.5 years as an undercover officer in the CIA. I was the guy in the back alleys collecting intelligence, passing it to lawmakers. I've seen my friends killed. I've seen assets put themselves in harm's way. And this is about protecting information, the most sensitive information the American government has. And I wish my colleagues would take this a little bit more seriously.
3, 9, 1, 5, 7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one Live Oak, California at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you weren't there on Saturday, Live Oak, California, Jefferson Assembly, well, you missed out on a very historic event. And I mean historic event in the sense of, well, something happening in the United States of America. It's called the New State of Jefferson. It's alive. It's alive and well, and I'll tell you what, over 600 people attended the very first assembly, the first time ever that these people have been brought together from 21 counties in one room as a think tank to come up with what? A constitution. It's a process. It's an event. They all know that. This was the first of many, many meetings, but you know what? The state of Jefferson is now alive and well. And with us on the phone right now is one of the guys who's helped to give birth to this movement, and, well, I guess we're leaving the movement behind is what we're going to find out here from Red Smith, Shasta Lantern contributor here on Agenda 21 Radio. And Red, what a great success Saturday was with all the delegates that came from the 21 counties throughout Northern California.
Yeah, it was better than anybody could have hoped or prayed for. It so exceeded even our wildest dreams and expectations. It was brilliant. It was powerful. It was historic. It was fantastic. And it validated 3 years of long, hard, frustrating work with a lot of blood and tears behind it.
Yeah, I would have emphasized long, frustrating, tedious, and the blood and tears, of course. But there was a lot of joy and elation that was felt throughout the room for the 6 or 7 hours that everybody was gathered, about 7.5 hours, actually, that everybody was gathered. And this is just one of many meetings, of course, we have to do to make it to the next step. Now, you have an interesting angle on what has actually happened and what actually did happen on Saturday. We sort of left the past behind and we're moving forward, aren't we?
Saturday morning, I watched the State of Jefferson movement be snuffed out. It gave up the ghost. It breathed its last gasp, and I couldn't be happier, because out of the carcass of the State of Jefferson movement, the first leaves of the new State of Jefferson, the Free State of Jefferson, bloomed. It is taken on a life of its own, and it is a living, breathing entity. It is no longer a group of people pushing for the free state. It is the people of the free state, not asking permission, but moving forward to form that state.
You know, it really, truly is exciting, and statehood really did come alive in Live Oak, California, at the Church of Glad Tidings. It was born. The 51st state really, truly was born, and the people that were there to help give birth, I thought, were outstanding. I was just so impressed, especially as the day went on, to the not only just meeting a lot of the people I've talked to on the phone or heard about, and I know you have too, and haven't seen, and all of a sudden there they are in the room, and it's almost like one big group think thought going on about moving forward with the State of Jefferson. I was absolutely overwhelmed with the caliber of people that are committed, and they have made commitments. These are just like the founding fathers. They're willing to give up everything to put this forward and to save this nation, which I think in the end run, the 51st state will in fact be one of the saving parts of this nation going forward.
Absolutely. The level of talent and experience and wisdom and thought that was in that room, it floored you. I sit here and I kind of ramble. I can't find adjectives strong enough to bring home the full force of what happened. And the state of California has no clue what's coming for it.
They have
They're
none.
In for a dogfight.
They have absolutely no clue. And this is going to be a political movement like they've never seen or witnessed. They're unprepared for it. And I got to say this. I've been making a habit of watching the Senate and the Assembly in California for a long time. I've been down and I've testified before each one of them. I watch them, and in late night I'll get some of the reruns and stuff, and I'll go through some of the debate and so on. I know several staffers down there and talk quite often to people. They're just outclassed, quite frankly, from the caliber of people that we had in that room. And the skill level, the skill ability, they just cannot even come remotely close to matching what we had with the State of Jefferson, the birth of the State of Jefferson on Saturday.
No, they're not even playing in the same ballpark at this point. The way that the State of California operates and how they're just bogged down with what they're doing and what they're up to. And what we have is something that is going to be extremely rapid, very free-flowing. We have the Constitution under construction now. We have people that are looking at how to manage our natural resources, people that are doing a financial assessment of what are the assets in the State of Jefferson, firming up and clarifying our financial numbers and pointing out not only have we been right about everything financial in the State of California for 3 years, we also know how to fix it for ourselves
right.
in the State of Jefferson.
Correct. Yeah, that's kind of everybody wants to know about the financials, and we'll cover that at some other point, but, I just still want to revel in the celebration of what happened there, because I think that the talent that was there, and I was the depth of talent, because a lot of these people have been former state employees or they've had some sort of ancillary relationship with the state. They know how the state operates. Some of them are politicos. Some of them have been politicians and worked with the state and so on. This is a large group of people that really are selected and chosen at this time. God did this, brought everybody together in that one room at one time, and I'll tell you, it was an explosive day in terms of positive movement, and quite frankly, the ship of Jefferson has taken off. It's left the dock and it's moving. The state is here, and that's why I sort of implore people now, if you're living in the 21 counties, you got to call yourself the State of Jefferson.
Yeah, you no longer live in California, whether you realize it or not. You live in the State of Jefferson, and if you want to be a part of that, you're more than welcome to be a part of it. Or if you want to sit idly by and watch the ship pass you in the night, You're more than welcome to do that, too.
But one way or another, it's going to happen. It's happening. Well, it happened.
What happened for the first time ever, there was not a single person in that crowd that asked, well, what is the state of Jefferson's stance on this? What is the state of Jefferson going to do about this? What does the state of Jefferson think about that? It was, this is what the state of Jefferson is going to look like. This is what the state of Jefferson is going to do about this. This is what the state of Jefferson will be. And it was owned and brought forward, not by a group of people, but we the people.
Right. Right. And that was the most impressive thing. And, you know, because we, you know, I think a lot of people had concern about the meeting because everybody's been involved in the debate and in the weeds about everything. And, you know, everybody wants to get into the details and stuff. And, of course, this was not the meeting for that. And everybody recognized that. And once everybody had that clear recognition, then it was focused on we're moving the state forward. And as of today, we're moving the state forward. And that was the attitude. And quite frankly, with that group of people, that talent of people, that talent pool, wow. All I can say is wow. Watch out state of California and watch out Washington, D.C., because there's a 51st state here now. And it's going to continue to move forward, and it's going to continue to act like a state, and it's going to be a political tour de force that the state of California is not going to be able to resist. Anyway, we're coming up to a break. More here in just a couple of minutes with Red Smith, and we're talking about the new state of Jefferson. The time has come for 51. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage, heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. This is, I guess you could say, a sort of a special program because we're talking about the birth of Jefferson. The state of Jefferson actually was birthed on July 23rd, 2016 in Live Oak, California. And at the very first assembly, it's not going to be the last assembly, there's no doubt about that, because this is a process, we understand the process that we're in, but over 600 people showed up, which was a staggering number. Red, did you ever think we'd get 600 people?
No. I was begging, pleading, and praying for 300. And we more than
I would have been happy at 200.
Yeah, I would have been happy at 100, was realistically predicting 200, hoping for 300. Well north of a half a thousand people was beyond belief. And every one of those people in that room committed to bring two more people with them.
Yeah.
And go ahead. If somebody goes, oh, okay, so you got 600 people. In the grand scheme of things, is that many people? Well, let me put it to you in these terms. 600 people that weren't there to learn, 600 people that are there to do, to fight, to leave their fingerprints on the state of Jefferson, to actively create the state of Jefferson. That's in excess of the entire House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. That's well in excess of what they have as a legislature down in Sacramento that is capable of accomplishing a great many god-awful things. So, yeah, 600 people dedicated to the fight and working together that are going to bring three times that number the next time, yeah, that's pretty powerful.
And then, you know, I want to hang on that point for a second because, and again, I want to impart this on everybody there. It was quite clear, and I don't think I did it when I had my opportunity to speak. I don't think I did a very good job of doing it because I was limited by time because you were breathing down my neck wanting me to get off the stage, but that's another point. But these people are politically activated. And I think, I don't know if it was you or Mark or whoever, but was making the comment that everybody's a representative now out here. And I give these people as much responsibility as a state representative from Jefferson as I would be looking at a state assemblyman or even a state senator from California. And I think people got that message. I think people felt that. They felt politically activated. Like, hey, you know, I count now. I am a representative. And if you want to say we have 600 delegates, that's great. You know, they're going to do their own democratic process, select the proper delegates, and so on. We're going to go through that. But they're politically activated. I got to tell you, that is what Sacramento does not want to hear about.
The things that came out of there is the most dangerous creature that tyranny has ever known, and that is a hopeful, empowered, moral American patriot. And there were hundreds of them there.
Yeah, there's hundreds. And in fact, in the next time we have one of these meetings, there's going to be hundreds more.
Yes, we're actually trying to find a venue that'll hold all of them.
So, yeah.
And we are looking for the next assembly, hopefully early in October, where the individual committees that were formed will be able to gather, get into their workshops, collate what they've done, what they've accomplished, bring it forth before the entire assembly, identify the tasks that have been completed, move on to the next tasks, identify the tasks that are still underway and the progress on those. And our target is by January 1st to have the foundation laid to be able to hold elections to form the government of the state of Jefferson. And we're not asking permission. We're going to do it.
Right.
And I dare Sacramento or Washington to come and tell us that we can't. I damn well double dog dare them to come and try and tell us that.
Well, you know, one of the things that's clear in the Constitution, when people read the Constitution, understand the Constitution, is that we have full authority to do this. This is absolutely completely lawful, and there's not a thing these people can do to shut it down, other than to do the political attack dog thing. They're welcome to do that. I think we're very well prepared for that. We understand we're going to be under a lot of attack from George Soros and those, the One World Order folks. I think I admonished everybody very clearly on that on Saturday, and I think everybody else got the point that as we get bigger, badder out there, they're going to come and attack us. We'll take it. We will take it. We are lawful. They're unlawful. We understand that.
And let them come.
Let them come. And we're going to be more, like, you know, I've always believed I get more emboldened the more I get attacked. That's just a bad attitude on my part now, isn't it? And I see that happening here.
I had one patriot say to me Saturday, and I loved it. He said, "Let the cowards come. Let them send whoever they want as long as they don't want them back."
That's right. Well, you know, there is that, it's interesting that some of these so-called cowards that I have affiliations with, they kind of get sucked into this Jefferson thing in the sense that, you know, it's like, maybe I have been mistreated and abused and been treated unconstitutionally in my other state or my other organization.
Well, the greatest threat to totalitarianism is hope. It's the one thing that they could never fully get rid of. It is the one thing that will drive people to feats that they could never imagine themselves capable of, and that is hope. And there was so much hope and faith in that room. It was a presence all of its own.
Well, you had hope and faith turn into action.
Yeah.
And that's where the birth came from. The birthing was turning it into action, that hope and faith.
And that's what I mean by, I saw the death of the Jefferson movement.
Yeah.
I saw what was a core group of people that had been exhorting and extolling the masses, extolling we the people to get up and engage. I saw that cast by the wayside. I saw that happily cast by the wayside, and we the people take full ownership of our destiny once again.
Yeah, it's really an awesome experience, and I hope that the people that are hearing this and going to read your stories and stuff, you know, catch on to that. And I do know that so far we've had nothing but very positive things said about what happened there, and a lot of people inquiring about it that weren't there that will, I'm sure, want to come to the next one, especially from out of the area. What's been the response from people on your end, getting a lot of emails?
I walked in this morning to hundreds of emails, and they're made up mostly of two different flavors of emails, of people ecstatic and overjoyous of what happened at the assembly, and, you know, just in disbelief of what occurred. And then the other set of emails were, crap, I wish I'd been there.
Right, right. And just disappointed and all that. We have also, let's get some time frame for everybody, because this is now July. Everybody's going to go back to the respective counties they've been given tasks to do there, and then we're going to come back in early October. Before that, on the 17th of September, we have Liberty Tour 5, and this is about the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to get this word out, too, because it's so important to understand the U.S. Constitution, the real Constitution, and not what they've been telling us from Washington and other places as they've been taking advantage of us. And that will be at the Church of Glad Tidings also. We expect a packed house for that one because, you know, everybody needs to understand that Constitution. This is a heads up. This is a positive thing. This is an advantage for Jefferson because we can learn how to understand the Constitution, and we could spread that word, as we call it, spreading the virus, which is a reference to Lavoie Finicum. And once we do that, we really intellectually and constitutionally outnumber any of our opponents who don't know anything about the Constitution.
Absolutely. And that's yet another thing that came about out of this assembly is these patriots are going to go and teach the Constitution. They're going to go into the high schools and teach high school students. They're going to go into the break room at work and teach the Constitution. They're going forth as constitutional missionaries.
Constitutionalists.
And they're bringing the word with them.
We may have lost Antonin Scalia, but we gained hundreds of accolades. Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More from Red Smith here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about Well, the birth of a new state, the state of Jefferson. 51 has arrived. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Red Smith, Shasta Lantern, and State of 51. There you go. The 51st State of the Union, Jefferson, which was birthed on Saturday, July 23rd, 2016, a date that's going to go down in history, American history, as the start date for the 51st State of the Union, making a more perfect union. Now, I guess one of the big things that just to sort of strategize, not get in too much of the weeds here, Red, what type of resistance do you think we're going to get from the One World Order folks once they wake up and realize something is amiss? There's a 51st state going on.
They're going to fight us tooth and nail. And every time they hit us, they're going to do nothing but make us stronger. It's that simple. The people have been pushed far enough. They're past their threshold. There was a line drawn Saturday.
Yeah.
An absolute definitive line. And the best thing that happened was the people taking ownership of the 51st state, because a burden that I've carried for some time, really the last 18 months or so, and it's like a weight lifted off my shoulders, is I've had some great concern of what happens if key individuals of the state of Jefferson, something happens to them? What happens if something happens to me, to Mark Baird, to the Reposes, to certain individuals in the movement? What happens if the head gets cut off of Jefferson? Does the movement wither and die? Does it go away and blow in the wind? I no longer have that fear. We could drop off the face of the earth, and the state of Jefferson will still come to be now.
That's right. And I definitely got that sense, too. I know that, you know, throughout the whole morning and the whole afternoon, it was really so focused. I mean, first of all, we talked about this earlier, but the talent in the room, these are all focused people. There's one thing they want, and they want the state of Jefferson for all the exact reasons that, you know, Mark Baird has been professing, and you and Terry and everybody else, Steve Baird, I've been going around the 20 states, and actually around this movement has touched the world. I mean, I know there's a state of Jefferson flag flying in Barcelona. That's for the Catalonian separatist movement. They had one in Scotland. They had other flags. Well, I don't know whether there's been some other countries that have been out there that have these flags flying, aren't there?
There is. They're in many different states of the Union. They're in different countries around the world. We've opened a lot of people's eyes to not only what's possible, but what is right and what is just and what is moral. And again, the sense of security now, knowing that if we charge that hill and I'm carrying the flag, and if I fall, who's going to pick the flag up? I know the flag will be picked up and carried over and over again until we take that hill.
Yeah, and that hill is not too far away now. I mean, we're at the base of the hill at this point, and this is the process going forward. We understand, and we will complete this process. Now, as I've studied the other statehood movements, starting from West Virginia all the way going forward, now some of them were formed out of territories and that sort of thing. You know, you have Arizona and New Mexico and Texas, and not Texas, but Alaska, just to mention a few, and also even Hawaii. They were every one of these statehood movements basically has had its own time frame and its own circumstances that were developed that ultimately got them to the statehood status. And that doesn't seem to be too different from what's happening right now, because we've got a pending court case, which is a real good hammer, and now we got the political part of it, which is another really good hammer. And we know that what we saw Saturday, this is happening. So loaded with those things right there, you know, the time frame for this to happen, I'm saying, is it anywhere from 2 to 3 years before it's actually completed?
I would say a good and solid timeline. And some of the powerful things that are going to begin happening and are no longer nebulous: the citizens of the state of Jefferson are going to start voting for with their dollars. Does your business support the state of Jefferson? Good, you're going to see patronage. Do you not support the state of Jefferson? We're going to wither you on the vine.
Yeah,
and that's a powerful thing that's coming together. We have hundreds of businesses that have signed on to support the state of Jefferson, to lend their support financially, to lend their support with donations, to help pass out literature, to help do these things. And we remember who our friends are and are going to support and make sure that those businesses flourish, while our enemies are going to be choked off.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, and I know I get inquiries about this, and not nearly at the level I'm sure you and Mark and Terry and others, but businesses that want to come back to a California without the rules and regulations, which is what Jefferson is.
Thousands.
Yeah.
We in the last 3 years, we have heard from so many businesses we will pack up from Southern California and go north instead of Texas. We've heard from Texas, we want to come home. We've heard from all over places that have said, why would we not build a manufacturing plant right on top of the resources that we need to manufacture? It just, it's common business sense. We have had so much of that. We have had people inquire, you know, what is the corporate rate going to look like? What are the different things that are going to happen? And Jefferson is going to be exceedingly business friendly. We are going to truly be open for business.
Well, you know, I want to say something because I, you know, this goes all around the nation, and we have a lot of people who listen from other states that are, you know, have fled California. You're more than welcome to come back.
Come home.
Yeah, come home to Jefferson, because it's going to look a lot, it's a lot different than California. That's for sure. The governance system, tax rates, and so on, business is going to be encouraged to come back to this area. And I know because, you know, I even have relatives that live in Texas that, that are doing business there now, and they're going, why did we move to Texas? You know, and they got the business environment they want. They like that freedom. But that isn't their home, and they would feel much more comfortable in Jefferson than any place else.
Yeah, and as California continues to shovel the dirt on its own grave with its ideology and its insane budgetary ideas, and it burdens itself and buries itself under debt and bankruptcy, we are going to bloom and flourish, and we will be the jewel of the West Coast like we once were.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's so crystal clear what Jefferson is going to look like in terms of an economic machine. It's just going to be absolutely amazing. And everything else, high standards, everything else we'll have, there's no question about it, but the oppression will be gone.
Anybody that says that the state of Jefferson cannot succeed on its own is not a student of history. Because if you look at what we used to be, how can we not succeed? We used to be successful.
Right.
We used to be the crown jewel of California.
Right, and that's going to be happening again. Anyway, we're running out of time. Red, give us your contact information, especially about State of Jefferson, because and I'll do the same for us. Go ahead.
You can always find our stories at ShastaLantern.net. You can reach me directly at ShastaRed51. That's ShastaRed51@gmail.com.
Awesome. Listen, Red, great job, and congratulations to all of us with the State of Jefferson and giving birth. It was very different from childbirth.
Yeah,
but not so dissimilar.
I feel like we should be handing out cigars if Bill Clinton hadn't ruined it for everybody.
Well, you know, there's always those governor cigars we could get, right, from the state of California. Anyway, thanks a lot, Red, and we'll be catching up with you here in the next few days again. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Red Smith with Shasta Lennon, of course, picking up on what happened on Saturday. Historic date in the United States of America. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I'd like to say thanks to Red Smith and for his great commentary there on the birth of the state of Jefferson. And quite frankly, it's alive. It's alive. The state of Jefferson is definitely alive and well and thriving. And we're about to move to many different levels of understanding amongst ourselves as a state and coming alive. This is exciting. It's an exciting moment in American history. A lot of people will, you know, they'll be listening to this radio show 30, 40, 50, 100 years from now and catching up on the excitement that we have. But we're making a more perfect union. That's what we're doing. We're following the wishes of the founding fathers that you follow the Constitution. Use the Constitution to make a more perfect union in just everything you do. That's why this is the second most important document ever written by man, Bible being first. I mean, some people could argue the Magna Carta. I understand, but when you take a look at the magnitude of the Constitution, as a constitutionalist would do that, you have to say the U.S. Constitution, our inalienable rights, our God-given rights, God gave us the rights that we have. No man did that. And we have to exercise those rights. But we are following the Constitution to create a more perfect union. This is what the founding fathers wanted. They didn't want a secessionist movement to break away and form a different country. That wasn't it. But to form a new state, yes. In times in which people feel like there's tyranny. And clearly in the state of California, it's tyrannical at this point. There needs to be a breaking away and the forming of a new state, the state of Jefferson number. And guess what? It was formed on Saturday, January 23rd, 2016. The new state of Jefferson came alive. Anyway, I want to play a segment. This is from my speech the other day on Saturday, and I think it's got some poignant points to it. And you can get this the full-throated version of this, the entire thing, on Agenda 21 Radio. But listen up.
Well, 5 days a week anyway. And those of you that, how many have listened to my radio show before? You get it on Red State Talk Radio? Wow, that's exciting. Red State Talk Radio, which is one of the premier, it's actually the largest digital broadcaster right now in the nation. And I feel very, very honored because if you go to TalkStream Live from 6 to 9 every morning, you'll see that Agenda 21 Radio is either in the number 7, 8, or 9th place out of the 85 top talkers in the nation. We're in the top 10. And side note, to state of Jefferson, the nation is fascinated with Jefferson. Red State Talk Radio emanates when I send my show up there from Philadelphia every day. And the people that are producing it, Scott Adams and his wonderful friend that puts it there, Leonora Travota, they sit in a studio that overlooks Independence Hall every single day. I get a lot of requests about the state of Jefferson on the radio show. That's why we did this last week. We did a special for 4 nights about the state of Jefferson and all the things that are happening. Now, a couple of things. When I open my radio show up, I say, this is what I say. And I took a lot of heat. In fact, I was denied. I was offered contracts by two different distributors out there. One of them's a very big one. And they wanted to put me under contract, but they said, you know, we don't want you to be able to say your signature tagline on your radio show. I said, oh, really? And this is how it goes. Welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one person at a time. That's what I say. And it's kind of interesting because I've been laughed at and scorned ever since I started saying that. However, how timely is it now, 5 years later? We all get it, don't we? Well, the totalitarians, they are here in our midst. They are around. They're trying to clamp down on us. And, of course, we can see this. All you need to do is look at the president every single day, and you can see it, can't you? And you can sense it. Now, I told the two radio people, the two corporations, I said, well, you're going to have to take that if I'm going to be on any of your radio shows. So they decided no, and I said no too, because I'm not stopping that tagline one bit. And how appropriate is it now? A couple of things, though, because I deal with these one world order people, and I think it's a moment of seriousness that I have to convey to all of you. You are risking your lives today. You're all at risk because you're leaders. You are leaders that are out here trying to stop the totalitarians. I'm being blunt with you. These are vicious killers. They want to destroy every single one of you in this room. That's the way these people play. Have you sort of picked up the fact that they're starting to ramp it up in terms of violence? It's going to get worse. And I've been saying this for 5 years. This is now the time. Now, I bring this out because I want you to understand that you are in the breach. Those of you that know about cannons and so on, you understand about a breach. First came to me by a guy by the name of Bill Steiner. Back in 2004, Bill Steiner was standing in the breach in Pennsylvania. He lives outside of Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Anybody know where that is? Anybody know what event took place there in 2001?
Well, we're going to have to stop on that note, and I'm going to come back, and you can listen to the whole speech that I'm giving there and understand what we're talking about with Bill Steiner, Shanksville, and so on, but we're running short on time. And, you know, I'll tell you, it was a great day on Saturday. I just have to say that. And when we come back from the commercials, we'll have a little bit of time to close out the show and go from there. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Just really, it's kind of overwhelming to think that the state of Jefferson has now been born, and people are moving. Hundreds of people, well, are going forth, as I said in my presentation. And please visit our website, agenda21radio.com, or you can Facebook me, and you can get the whole presentation there and listen to the 14, 15 minutes that I spoke. There's a lot more to this presentation. Just didn't get a chance to put it up here on the air right now, but we'll probably play it sometime when we're looking back, maybe historic. No, I'm just kidding. But I encourage everybody to go to the website, and there's going to be more of the day-long events that are going to be appearing on the radio. We just haven't gotten. We had a whole 7 hours of video and audio to go through, so we're kind of gleaning that process right now. We'll be bringing you a lot of the special moments that happened that day. Again, the birth of the state of Jefferson, the 51st state of Jefferson, will go down as July 23rd, 2016, when the great people of the state of Jefferson came together and said, look, we have to have a more perfect union. California is not working out for us, but we can make a more perfect union, just like the founding fathers said. And on July 23rd, 2016, that's exactly what happened. The birth of the 51st state, the state of Jefferson. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.